This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. All praise is due to Allah Almighty who allowed us to witness this moment. This is history in the making, my brothers and sisters. The fall of the tyrannical Assad regime. We can hardly believe it. This is one of the worst and most despotic regimes the world has ever seen. And now we are talking about its demise. We are talking about building a new Syria. We are like many of those prisoners who were freed, who came out running, exhilarated with joy, not knowing what's going on, what's happening. And you can see the ones who freed them, telling them, just go, you are free. Allahu Akbar. You are free. The regime has fallen. We can hardly hold our tears. When we Syrians heard the news on December 8, 2024, when we realized that the regime has fallen and that the tyrant has fled, we could not believe it. It's like living a dream. It's a dream that we started thinking about some almost 14 years ago, when so many of the other Arab brothers were able to get their freedom from their despotic regimes. But the Syrians, you can hear almost quietly whispering to themselves, are we also going to go out and call for freedom like everyone else? Because the Syrians knew and still had the sour taste of Hama of 1982, that massacre where tens of thousands were killed, possibly 40 or even more, 40,000 people in less than a month, by the father of Bashar al-Assad. With that in mind, people were very hesitant. But when they did go out and peacefully ask for freedom, they realized that there is no going back. That's it. And this is why, despite all of the despair and the lack of hope and how long it took, the Syrian people came out on several occasions to say, we are not going back home until this regime falls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it happen. Allahu Akbar. By the great sacrifices of so many people, of the Syrian people, of the fighters, of the activists, and all lovers of freedom all around the world. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a message of hope. This is a message of hope for all who are under tyranny and who face injustice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Noble Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. Allah wants to confer favor upon those who have been oppressed in the land, and we want to make them leaders and we want to make them inheritors. There will be challenges, we know that very well. There will be many difficulties ahead, but this is, inshallah, the beginning of a new future for Syria. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Congratulations to the Syrian people. We congratulate ourselves. We congratulate the whole ummah. And we congratulate everyone who is still under injustice. And we say, inshallah, there will be a time for your freedom as well. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.